The smell of soured salmon and pig muck hangs in the air, but Ben, whose name has been changed for privacy, smiles shyly as he points out the nails in wooden boards that surround the pen. The nails stick out to deter bears.
We feed them fish and other leftover foods. See, that's what I was talking about. You hear their squeals because they're being picked on. I don't know why.
For the past month, the 22-year-old, who grew up in Ekwok, Dillingham, Togiak, and Anchorage, participated in a substance use disorder recovery program. The vision of the program was to teach subsistence skills as a part of the regimen. All graduates are Alaska Native, and the idea is that cultural activities can be integral to recovery. While raising pigs might not be a traditional subsistence activity in rural Alaska, these 9 smelly oinkers gave the clients ample opportunity to practice one that is: fishing. The program participants set nets every day to bring in enough fish to feed the pigs. For 2 men, including Ben, this was their first time to be involved in subsistence fishing. The 3 men graduating from the program helped daily with the construction and maintenance on the lodge, which has been out of use. They chopped wood and carried water up to the lodge from the river. They fished for salmon to feed the pigs and to cut and smoke for themselves. They took a mache every night and cleaned themselves in the steam bath.
It's fun. Picking berries, fishing, cutting up fish, making a guruk for the berries that you picked. Taking a load off with cutting up fish, it was nice labor. I'm slowly getting used to being clean and sober and looking forward to keeping it that way.
On graduation day, more than 24 people, family members, the local priest, and members of the Ekwok community gathered to celebrate the month that graduates have spent in recovery. Program coordinators asked that I not record during the ceremony. The mood was relaxed and celebratory in the main building of Ekwok Lodge. It's a big room with large windows and wooden walls covered in trophy fish. There were children running in between couches and wooden chairs as the graduates stood up to receive their diplomas. The program's leaders and community members congratulated and affirmed each one individually. Several coordinators spoke of their own recovery from addiction. The graduates themselves spoke warmly of the program and about their commitment to sobriety. Ekwok Natives Limited masterminded the program and put up the funds, which were substantial. Jimmy Hurley Sr., president of ENL's board, estimates that the village corporation spent about $100,000 to cover the cost for all participants and to bring in Two-Town Recovery Services, a private business from Anchorage, to run the program.
Everybody used to put up fish, but the subsistence part, you know, it brings pride in the people. If you're a native and if you don't know how to put away salmon, I think there are a lot of embarrassment. That should be part of every recovery, bringing culture into it. Culture is really strong. We've lost so much of it, you know. So
getting this program off the ground was not without obstacles. The power and water both went out to the lodge at points during the camp, and at least one person enrolled did not complete the program. But word from the coordinators and the graduates was positive overall.
At the end, they're able to take some of their product home with them, and this will help sustain them when they're looking for jobs. They'll remember the camp, you know, the sobriety they had here and the place where they, you know, they really want to do something with their lives. You have success when they could go, and they got enough confidence in themselves right now.
This is Two-Town Recovery Services' first time operating outside Anchorage or incorporating subsistence as a component of their recovery program. At a time when the governor has declared the epidemic of opioid use in Alaska a crisis, many are looking for more effective means of combating addiction. Relapse is always a concern in programs that address substance use disorder. Edie Flagary, the program director, anticipates that the subsistence component will help as clients return home.
When you find out where you came from and then you start, you know, doing some things that you did when you were a kid, you're just like, oh, okay, I got it. And the fact that a few of them are leaving and going to do subsistence again, which also includes the spiritual aspect, I think absolutely it helps.
As for Ekwok Natives Limited, Hurley says that the corporation board has been supportive of this year's pilot run of the program, but the price tag is too large to continue without grants or outside funding. In the coming months, they'll explore their options for continuing the wellness camp. The graduates have all flown back to their homes in Anchorage and in Bristol Bay, hopefully to continue their journeys with sobriety. They left with smoked fish in their bags for the winter and the skills to do it again next summer. In Ekwok, I'm Avery Lill.